Hi there, this is Moira. Welcome to my Little Ted Said podcast. There's a new story every Saturday, so subscribe and you won't miss them. And if you can leave a rating or a review, that would be fantastic. Bye for now. Little Ted was shopping with his granny. So far, they had visited the newsagent to buy a paper, the fruit shop to buy oranges and bananas, and the library to return some books. "Granny, can we go to the shop that sells the sticky buns?" Little Ted said, looking hopeful. "You mean the one that has those doughnuts with jam in the middle and icing on top?" his granny checked, as if she didn't know which shop Little Ted meant. "Yes," Little Ted said, "the sticky bun shop." "Well, you've been very good this morning, coming with me to all the other shops, so yes, I'm sure we can go there on our way home and you can choose what you want." Little Ted grinned from ear to ear. He loved sweet things and he loved looking at all the different cakes and buns, trying to decide which one he wanted. He usually chose one that had icing on top because he liked to lick this off first. But sometimes they had special cakes if there was an event like Easter or Halloween, so he always waited until they were in the shop before choosing. First though, Granny said they still had a couple more shops to visit. The charity shop, so she could hand in some shoes she never wore because they hurt her toes, and the pharmacy to pick up her prescription. "Are you ill, Granny?" Little Ted asked, looking concerned, because his mummy only went to the pharmacy when he was feeling poorly. "No, Little Ted. The doctor has prescribed me some tablets that I take every day to stop me from feeling ill. That is, as long as I remember to take them," she said, laughing. Soon they had finished all their shopping, and Little Ted and his granny stood outside the baker's looking at all the lovely cakes in the window. "Don't choose just yet," said his granny. "There's more inside. Although I do like the look of the lemon sponge cake, it'll be very tasty with a cup of tea." Fortunately, the shop wasn't very busy, so Little Ted was able to take ages deciding what cake he wanted today. After changing his mind twice, first from a star-shaped biscuit with a sweetie on top, and then from a strawberry tart, he finally chose a pink donut, which he knew had jam inside. "Good choice, Little Ted. We'll have these with a drink when we get home, if you can wait that long." Little Ted didn't think he could wait, but he knew he had no choice. Granny had the cakes in her shopping bag, and there was no way she was going to give them to Little Ted to carry in case he dropped them, or sneaked a nibble. Once they got back to the house, Granny made him wait until he had washed his hands and got out plates to put the cakes on, while she boiled the kettle for tea. "What would you like to drink, Little Ted? Juice, milk, water?" Little Ted paused to consider this. He didn't think orange juice would taste very nice with his bun, and he usually only had milk in the mornings or before he went to bed. "Water, please." And he sat on his chair with the plate in front of him, waiting for Granny to join him. Very soon, the cakes were gone, finished. Little Ted had licked all the icing off the cake and his face, and Granny had sent him to wash his sticky hands. "I like coming to your house, Granny. And I like sticky buns. But I think I like coming to your house more. Especially if they're sticky buns." The end.